The mail never stops.
Here comes the mailman.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time. The mail's here. When you control the mail, you control information.
Oh boy.
Here we go.
Into something strange. In your league, who you gonna call?
Sleepaway!
We're running out of guys out here. We're on reserves, practice squad guys. I'm ready to roll if they need me. I'm 26 years old.
We're all ready to roll.
I played 2 years.
Varsity!
I'm in the best shape of my life.
Let's go! All right, welcome to the Sleeper Wire Mail Sack. You have tuned in to the only weekly live advice show in the world. Fantasy football is our specialty, and we are here to help you. Guys, if you're listening on the replay, I'm sorry, the phones aren't going to work. But if you're listening live right now and you can tune in, you can call us at 205-79-SLEEP. That's 205-797-5337. We're also on Facebook Live right now, so if you have this Facebook, go to groups and search for Sleeper Wire Fantasy Football Club. You can see the live stream on there, and if you send us a question in the comments, we can put it right on the show. Also, we're on Mixlr. If you have the Mixlr app, you can listen just to the audio, or if you want to go to the Sleeper app and go to the Sleeper Wire channel, hop in there. All the links are there. You can do that as well. We'll get to the website later on, because we've got a lot of questions from the SAC, but I want to introduce, first of all, on the show today, Lucas is back. Hoos is coming in a minute here, and we've got special guest Jordan Richards back. He's on Twitter at ChaboyRich. That's at Chaboy J Rich. Sorry, C H A B O Y J Rich. He works for Destination Devi. He's got stuff going on in the FTN fantasy. He's got the DL football. This guy knows his Devi and his dynasty stuff. So if you have dynasty questions, tonight's a really good night for you. We're going to be talking trades, pickups, drops, all that stuff, because you hate your team after week one, probably. Hopefully not. But, you know, it happens. So let's get started. We actually have a call already. And Jordan and Lucas, let's get ready. The man, the myth, the legend. It's Curtis, baby! What's up, Curtis?
Curtis!
What's good, Curtis?
What's up, guys? What's up, man?
What you got?
Week one was abysmal, but I ain't going to talk about it.
No, it's just week one. You know, you're just like the players. You're just kind of getting it out, getting out of the system. And now there's no pressure to go undefeated. So from here on out, boom, you got this.
Listen, yeah, I'm in 12 leagues. I lost 11 of my 12 leagues. It was not a good week one.
Curtis, all right. See,
I've been there though. I've been there. It happens. You just gotta recoup. You gotta go over it again. You know, the process is the process. But you keep the process. Sure, you'll keep it moving. You'll be good. Don't worry about it. We're here for you.
Hey, I got you. I know. All right, guys. All right. In my main league, I'm only talking about two leagues. In my main league, I'm dealing with the Michael Thomas injury, and I got the problem with James Conner. I'm looking at Cooper Kupp kind of went the best me, but I know he's healthy. AJ Brown kind of went the best me, but I know he's healthy at least. Evan Ingram went the best me, but at least I know he's healthy. I mean, the only good thing is that I was smart enough to already have Malcolm Brown and Naeem Hines on my bench before Sunday started, so I feel good about that.
You should feel real good about that.
I feel really good about that. Okay, guys, for this week, who do you like better, Kyler Murray, or do you like Josh Allen?
That's a really good problem to have, and it's tough to like anyone more than Josh Allen against Miami. The one thing that you might pay attention to is the weather. It looks like it might be raining and stormy there. So I think I might give the slight edge to Kyler, but I don't think it's by much. Let me check here.
Oh no, I live in Miami. Yes, the weather is shit down here. It looks nice out here. And plus I got report. It's been a few reports about John Brown missing practice because of an ankle injury.
Yeah, I think I'm going to slightly give the edge to Kyler at home with Washington traveling to them. Although I think both are great options. Rich, what do you think here?
I think I'd still lean with Kyler. Obviously, like you said, I think that maybe we're going to see a really big game here from Kyler. He kind of disappointed in week one. But I expect that rushing floor to kind of stay the same. But obviously, if you want to go Josh Allen, I get it. But I just don't see him running as much play action. It should be, you know, just a heavy dose of the run. We should see more Zach Moss, more Singletary. And I just think that Kyler's a safer bet for the passing volume. And I think his rushing floor is going to be higher than it was last season. I'd be rolling with Kyler. That's why you drafted him so high. That's why you got him. I think you stick with your stud right now. Although Josh Allen did look good, I think I'm still rolling with Kyler myself.
Josh Allen looked real good to me.
Yeah, it does as well. All right, guys, with Michael Thomas talking about he's gonna play, even though he said he's gonna play, I can't play. I'm not risking that. So I'm gonna go ahead and sit him down. I have so my wide receiver 2 and 3 is Cooper Kupp and AJ Brown. So and my wide receiver 1 spot, I'm looking at either AJ Brown, Scotty Miller from the Bucks. Or Paris Campbell from the Colts.
This is for your third wide receiver spot?
Yeah, the third wide receiver. Well, they're taking Thomas' spot, so you can put my third receiver spot. It's three wide receiver.
Okay, so obviously, like you said, you're playing Cooper Kupp, and you're playing A.J. Brown. I actually really like Paris Campbell. I think he looked really good. We know for a fact that Phillip Rivers does not have the arm strength to just be chucking it downfield. He's looking for those shorter and intermediate passes. Paris Campbell looked like he's really coming into his own. This could be a breakout season for him. I like Pittman quite a bit, but I think Paris Campbell, I like that for a third wide receiver this week. What you guys think? Don't let me do all the talking here.
So the only thing for me, right, is where I do like the Scotty Miller appeal is we're already hearing reports about, I believe it was Chris Godwin missed practice today and he's in concussion protocol. Probably not a whole lot to think about that. Obviously, there's time for him to kind of pass through that. But I just see a lot of opportunities against Carolina this week for Tampa Bay. You know, obviously, Brady likes to throw to Scotty Miller as he showed this week. I could see that happening a lot when you look at how the Panthers or the Raiders chose to attack the Panthers was usually through the middle of the field with Darren Waller, Robbie Anderson across the middle, Curtis Samuel across the middle, DJ Moore on short routes. I could see that Brady really attacking the middle of the field with a player that he's very familiar with in Scotty Miller. And I think Scotty Miller even has touchdown upside. So I don't think that's necessarily a bad play. And I don't know if I trust Rivers to just throw it, bomb it all week long. I think that's an aberration. I think they need to get back to the run, and I hope that the Colts can kind of right the ship in that respect, because I don't think anyone expected Phil to just bring San Diego all the way to Indianapolis like he did. They need to get back to the run game with Jonathan Taylor, and I fully expect them to see more success this week.
See, so I don't disagree with that, but I will say Indianapolis, they're at home. They're playing Minnesota. Minnesota has one of the worst secondary, in my opinion. I think that they're going to go down as a top three worst secondary in all of the NFL this season. We just saw Rodgers absolutely torch them. Every wide receiver feasted, and I think Paris Campbell will do the same.
Yeah, like I don't disagree with that. I just think that that's not – they tried it, right? They tried it against what we all thought was the worst team in the NFL, and they still lost. So are you going to let Phil keep doing what he's doing like he has for years, throw a ton of picks, ton of yards, but they don't win games? And I think that while I like Paris Campbell, I think he's a great option. I just think that what we saw last week isn't indicative of what we're going to see this week. But I do agree that, you know, the Minnesota Vikings secondary is god-awful, god-awful. So we'll see.
It sounds like two pretty good options. You've heard the argument for each. And if Hoos wants to jump in here, it looks like we have him live. Hoos, did you hear the question? And who would be your pick between these two?
Give it to me, man.
We got Curtis, baby, is on the line. And we have Miller for Tampa or Paris Campbell for his third wide receiver this week, filling in for the Michael Thomas.
Or
AJ Green.
So you got Miller, Paris. Did I miss one? Who was another?
AJ Green.
I'm gonna go Anthony Miller.
No, this is
Scotty Miller.
Scotty Miller.
Oh, Scotty. Oh, Scooter. Okay, I like Scotty Miller too. I'm gonna go with my boy Scooter. I'm gonna go with Scooty.
Okay, you got
a smart man. You're a smart man.
two yeah, for Brady Miller and one for Campbell. All right, I'm the odd man out here, but you know,
I like those options. They're not sexy, but I like them.
All right, and two more quick questions. For this flex position, I'm looking at Naeem Hines, Malcolm Brown, or James Conner.
I'll take that right off the bat because I actually got this in our Patreon earlier. And so the only reason why I lean Malcolm Brown is very simple. He's the starting running back for the LA Rams. And it's just I want to lean on that potential volume. He got 60% of the snap share. Hines, while he scored 2 touchdowns last week, it's probably going to be more of a dink and dunk approach. Like I already mentioned, I think that they're going to get back to more of that run heavy offense in Indy. And I just think that Malcolm Brown is a more sure option for touches guaranteed, where Hines may see a bit more variability week to week. And that's why I lean on Brown there, because he's a starting running back. Hines is ultimately the complement, even though we hope he gets, or we'll see probably good volume from him. I think it's more of a sure thing you get touches from Malcolm Brown than Naeem Hines.
Now, Hoos, what you think about my boy Malcolm Brown, big dog?
my guy. I like Michael Brown, you know, as far as the touch as you know, everything that, you know, that my boy Jay Rich said. He's going to get guaranteed touches. I definitely like Hines as well, just because he's going to be lining up out of the backfield. I got a goal line work. That was crazy. I didn't like that. I mean, as much as I like it as a Hines owner, it doesn't make sense when you know you have Jonathan Taylor there. But I did like that. You know, he was out there for the goal line. So I think that he will see more work than Malcolm Brown, just because they want to integrate Akers. They want to integrate Darrell Henderson. Remember, this guy still had a little bit of a injury that he just got off of. We didn't have any preseason. They want to win games, though. They have to win games, right? This team is built to win games, so they had to, you know, give the ball to Brown, and that's probably why you will see him getting the ball. That's why we're seeing him getting the ball this much, because they can't experiment with rookies at this point. So while I do like Malcolm Brown touches, I think you're going to have to give me I know you're shaking your head there.
Don't do that. See, the problem is you love Naeem Hines on your bench scoring 20 points, but you're telling me now, I'm going to put him in the lineup and he's still going to score me 15, 20 points. I don't know if I trust that. I think he gets you 15. He'll have to score though. 15? He'll have to score.
How many targets he get? I think he saw like 7 or 8 or something like that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. That's like a six for 100 game right there.
Jonathan Taylor too adds like catch passes too. So
yeah,
it's interesting to see that backfield kind of unfold the way it did. And then now without Mac, I mean, that just makes me like Hines a little bit more. But it makes sense. The Malcolm Brown take, you know, it's guaranteed touches. It's a safe play. If I got, you know, Sammy Watkins in my lineup, I probably want, you know, Malcolm Brown to kind of, you know, make it safe. You know, so he is going to get guaranteed touches. So I like that. I like it. I do like it. It's a coin flip, but I'd lean Hines.
All right, Curtis, you got one more quick one, real quick. We got another caller.
One more quick one.
Yeah.
One more quick one. I'm pretty sure everybody will ask this question. What are we doing with James Conner?
Hold. Throw him on the IR. He's still clearly the best running back there, aside from Anthony McFarland, who is a healthy scratch. I like McFarland.
You didn't think Benny Snell looked good?
I thought he looked okay.
He looked good. No one thought he would look that good.
He looked okay, but James Conner is a good running back, and he's better than Snell. Get McFarland out there and get him some touches, and you're going to see the next Alvin Kamara.
Oh no!
All right, Curtis, we got to cut you loose, man. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Taking my shots.
All right, guys.
Gotta squeeze that in.
All right, guys. Appreciate that.
All right, dude. Good luck, brother.
Go win some games.
All right, next caller up. Remember, guys, calls take priority. So if you're listening live and you want to get your question answered first, call 205. What's the number? 205-5. Let me just look at it. 205-79. 75337 20579 sleep. That's the easiest way. Just type it out on your phone. All right, Dylan, you are up next. Dylan, thanks for calling the Sleeper Wire Show. What's your question?
Hey, guys. I just turned in. I heard you guys talking about Jonathan Taylor. Would you guys trade Cooper Kupp for Jonathan Taylor straight up in full PPR?
Redraft yes. or Dynasty?
Hell yeah.
Give me Jonathan Taylor in all formats. This is going to be the last week that you can get a hold of Jonathan Taylor for anything else than like Christian McCaffrey.
No.
Are you guys Jonathan Taylor like about to blow up?
The hype makes him impossible to get. Like if he even goes for 100 and a touchdown, you can't get Christian McCaffrey for Jonathan Taylor. There's no way. There's no way. He's the most hype prospect in how long?
I mean ever. I want to say
he's eclipsed Clyde already. Think about it. Are you taking Jonathan Taylor? Are you taking Clyde? I think there's a lot of people who'd still take JT. I probably would.
People were taking JT even with him on the Chiefs. So
but that was with Damian Williams still being.
No, I think people were even after the
it Damian was getting Williams, closer. It was.
But I feel like. You know, because JT's JT. I mean, you can't really, there's really nothing to argue about. He's clearly better than Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
There's nothing to argue there.
100%.
It's the landing spot.
It's 100%. Yeah. There's no doubt there, but which team's going to have more trips to the red zone?
Right.
Yeah.
So.
In that trade, Cooper Kupp, you saw he did nothing. This could happen a lot. It's the Robert Woods show. It always has been. That's why people told you to draft him. Trade Cooper Kupp for JT as quickly as you can.
I do like Cooper Kupp.
But JT all day, baby.
Yeah.
JT all day. 100%.
All right, Dylan. Good?
Yeah, perfect, man. Thank
you. All right, man. Go make that trade. Thanks for calling in. All right, guys. Phone lines are clear. If you want to call in, 205-797-5337-205-79-SLEEP. Let's get to some Facebook questions here. We got Josh Van Bagen wants to know, I need a flex 1.5 point. James White, Paris Campbell, Darius Slayton, or MVS?
I think I'm biased, man, but I'm going with Darius Slayton. Big play Slay, as I like to call him. That game on Monday night would just it made me buy in again. As much as I like Campbell, I think I'm going with Slayton.
Yeah, I think I'm there also. I'm not so worried about Chicago's defense. I mean, they still have a good defense, but
well, if we were worried about Pittsburgh, right? You should kind of feel the same, in my opinion, about Chicago.
Yeah. So I think I'm Slayton also. I can't go James White.
I love me James White. You guys know that. I love Miss Darius Slayton because I'm a Giants fan. But give me MVS here. I mean, going against Detroit. I mean, Detroit. You see what Trubisky just did against Detroit. I mean, it's going to be a high scoring affair. I mean, if you see what Rodgers is on a revenge tour right now.
I mean, he's
going to throw another 4 touchdowns against Detroit.
They dissected. How many targets did MVS have?
Yeah, I don't know. Like
he'll be third on the order.
I want to say 5 or 6 or so.
Yeah, it's just
on a game where Aaron Rodgers threw to the moon. This guy only had 5 or 6 targets. Like
I'm looking at the matchup
here. And last season he was on Rodgers' outhouse
right,
list.
He was injured.
because he wasn't running his routes properly and his timing was off, which Rodgers absolutely could not stand. And I'm still a believer that Lazard is still the guy over MVS, even though MVS has freak athletic ability.
Randall Cobb, Jordy Nelson, come on, Devontae Adams.
Yeah, but there weren't 3 productive guys all at one time. It was always 2. And it's Adams, and then I see Lazard, and then MVS.
But you're talking about Aaron Rodgers making 2 wide receiver ones, or wide receiver 1 and a wide receiver 2. Meanwhile, he's going to have 1 wide receiver 1, realistically. Could be 1 wide receiver 2 between Lazard and MVS. And then the other one's going to be a wide receiver 3 that you can still flex. So he's going to do this all year. Obviously, Adams is going to be the guy, but for me, it's MVS simply because of this matchup. If they weren't playing Detroit, obviously, give me Slayton. But
you can say the same thing for Paris Campbell, though. They're playing Minnesota, which arguably has the worst secondary in all of the NFL.
I'd say Detroit definitely does.
Don't think they need it, though. Like it's not like Minnesota. Minnesota, Green Bay wants to
beat them. Aaron Rodgers wants to do.
Detroit. They can beat Detroit running Aaron Jones 40 times.
They can.
You're going to see AJ. You're going to see Dylan get a few carries finally.
Yeah, like I just don't know if they're going to need to put in the same work like they did last week. You know, why won't Adams just take his 10 targets for probably 150 yards and a touchdown? You know, if he even sees Okuda, which he might, He might see Okuda. He might not.
I mean, didn't Okuda miss the last game? But I mean, I don't even know if they're going to have Okuda. You know, we don't know if they're going to have Okuda. They have nothing.
But then if you're Rodgers, why are you even looking at MVS? You're saying, well, Adams is open no matter what.
I'm going to make
no matter who.
They gave me nothing. And I'm going to turn these guys relevant. Everybody's writing me off. I'm Aaron effing Rodgers still. I'm a bad man still. And everybody's disrespecting me. I want to be the MVP of this league.
That's fine, but why does that mean that MVS is going to get it this week?
Because MVP Aaron Rodgers is going to connect with MVS, and it's going to go.
He's probably the least guaranteed for targets on this whole list.
That's right. It's Slayton and then Campbell for me, just interchangeable.
That's all right. Let's go Slayton. All right, so everybody got your vote. All right, we got to move on. We got a call. This is Quinn. Quinn is on the Sleeper Wire show. What's up, Quinn? What's your question?
Hey, so I just got a trade offer for my Malcolm Brown and Peyton Barber for their Michael Thomas and James Robinson. I'm a little light, I think, on real RB depth on my team, but I feel like...
What running backs do you have?
You know, Michael Thomas might be at his low. I have Aaron Jones, Austin Eckler, Zach Moss.
Does it matter?
It doesn't matter.
I was just curious, but you're doing
I don't care what you have.
You could flip Thomas for more than that anyways.
Yeah, you're going to flip Thomas for Aaron Jones straight up.
Thomas will come back and have a good game in like 2 weeks.
Everyone's going to be pissed off. That you got him.
Yeah, your league's not going to be happy about this. So go ahead and just smash accept.
So smash
that for sure.
And then everyone's going to be upset. And then you're going to say, hey, just pay me for him. And then someone who really wants him will do that.
Hell yeah.
Okay. That's fair. Thank you.
All right, Quinn.
I'm jealous.
Thanks for calling, buddy. All right, phone lines are clear. Let's move on to some questions from let's get a couple from the Mixler chat because these guys have been listening for a while. Oswaldo wants to know. Would you start any of these bench guys, Dobbins, James Robinson, Hines, Malcolm Brown, over Gurley, Jacobs, and David Johnson, standard league?
No.
I wish I could tell you to start some of these guys, but...
I would, over Gurley. Gurley stinks, man.
Atlanta has Dallas.
Dallas is going to allow shit to them.
He's going to get the touches.
I mean, you saw what Malcolm Brown just did.
Yeah,
and
Malcolm Brown's not a bad running back, though.
No, Brown's a good running back. Gurley is a good running back.
Gurley's a bad running back. Did you guys watch that game?
Yes, we watched it. But Gurley's not a bad running back, bro.
He's bad. He had one good.
You could talk about one good drive.
After that, he was dead in the water.
But to say he's a bad running back off of a game is kind of I respect.
I'm just talking about the decline in his game throughout here. I'm just saying, but from if you watch that game, you say, "Oh, first drive, Gurley's back." After that, he couldn't do anything. Seattle's defense is good. Is it that good that you go from looking like he's back to falling over?
We don't know week one. That's just a reality of the fact. I mean, we don't know what any team looks like until week four, defensive-wise.
But do we like Hines over Gurley? You're saying yourself that you like Hines a lot. You think those touches are guaranteed, right?
Look, you make a good point, but I don't want to overcomplicate things. He's
still the bell cow for a high-powered offense that's going to move the ball this weekend.
Yeah, but the thing for me and the reason why I don't love it is because he's also not getting any receiving work. Like, he didn't really get any targets last game.
Well, and we have a very small sample size.
No, I get it, but I'm just saying if you're talking about floors, do you think Gurley has a higher floor than?
So are you changing the topic real quick?
I think he's pretty much guaranteed for a touchdown.
I don't know about if he's guaranteed for a touchdown. He might get a touchdown, but I think Hines might get a touchdown too.
Are you off of Hayden Hurst completely?
No, I'm not.
He was not involved.
He's not a highly priced asset either.
What'd you spend on a fourth, fifth round pick?
Hurst is a double-digit round guy.
Depending on where you got him, depending on what the format was, depending on a lot of things.
Hurst is a replaceable player, but people have high hopes for him. I do like Hines, though. That's the only thing. Like, if I think riding a hot hand like Hines is, it's not a bad bet over Gurley, who just so happened to fall into the end zone.
Let's get back to the question, though. So if you're not starting Gurley, who are you starting over him? You got Dobbins?
I would start Hines over him.
Hines? Okay. All right.
That's fair.
All right, let's Oswaldo, hang on. We're going to get to the rest of your questions. We do have another call. This is Eric. Eric, thanks for calling the Sleepwire Mail Sack. What's your question?
Hi, I got a trade offer from a buddy of mine. He's offering the James Conner, Benny Snell, and Josh Allen for my Eckler, and I'm in a full-point PPR league. My quarterbacks I have right now is Goff and Cousins. So I was looking for the upgrade, but I'm trying to figure out, like, if it's the best decision, because I know that the whole scheme is different with the Chargers right now with Tyrod and I think the offensive coordinator. So I didn't know if it was going to change for Eckler compared to, like, last year or previous years. So, yeah.
It was Josh Allen, right? For Josh Allen and Connor for Eckler.
Yeah, Josh Allen and Benny Snell for Eckler.
For me, this is an absolute. I think Josh Allen is a top five quarterback this year, top six, and I want the Steelers backfield. And I've been off of Eckler. I don't have Eckler in a single league, not because I dislike the talent, but because he is very efficient with Phillip Rivers. Like that is how Phillip Rivers plays. That's why a lot of us are so up on
right Hines right now. Sorry, we lost you a little bit, Lucas.
Oh, no. I thought you were going to say something.
No, we lost you for a second.
Gotcha. But Eckler, you know, I think Kelly's going to come in and take a lot of this work. I think didn't Kelly outscore Eckler in week one? Like, I mean, I think this is going to be very much a split backfield. Kelly got 12 rushes for 60 yards and a touchdown. Like, Kelly is going to be that between the tackles early down work guy. And Tyrod Taylor, he's just not, because he is mobile, he's going to elect to keep the ball more often rather than dump it off like Rivers always would every single play.
Yeah. I agree with all of that.
I had a bit of concerns.
All right. Well, thank you guys. I appreciate the input.
Absolutely, Eric. Thank you for calling the show. We look forward to hearing from you again. Good luck this week. All right, let's jump back in. It was Oswaldo's questions. A couple quick ones here. Brady or Rodgers? He's leaning Rodgers. Who do you like this week?
Rodgers.
I think you can't go wrong, to be honest. I'd probably lean Rodgers too. Just ride that hot game.
I go.
Brady's probably big mad though.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I'm thinking. That's the only reason why I'm thinking.
And he's playing Carolina. He's probably big mad.
All right. Then he wants to know.
I want to play Brady, but I mean, you can't sit Rodgers. I mean, but I definitely want to play Brady just because he's.
Well, again, though, we have to think. We have Godwin in concussion protocol. Mike Evans is still dealing with a little hammy thing. The team didn't look that great. They looked out of sync.
But Derek Carr looked pretty good too. I think Brady will look better, but he'll be better, right? And I think he's mad. You know he's mad that he lost that game. So that's why I wouldn't be surprised if he just doesn't care. He just throws it every play, tries to go for 400 yards against Carolina.
I mean, it's not like Breeze was much better.
Nah. Yeah, but I mean, we're all talking about how Rodgers is going to go off, though.
Yeah. All right, Cam Newton.
I do like it.
All right. Oswaldo wants to know, Cam Newton or Tannehill?
Cam at Seattle.
I'll roll with Cam. I don't love it versus Tanny. I think he plays Jacksonville, right?
He does play Jacksonville. They're at home. Yeah, give me Cam. Or I think he's
Derek Henry will give you that 200 against Jacksonville again.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about too.
10 passes or whatever.
Cam Newton will rush 2 touchdowns.
Guaranteed.
All right, Oswaldo, how do you feel about Higbee, Logan Thomas, Olsen, Graham, O.J. Howard, and Hurst? They're all on the waivers. He has Higbee. PPR league, he has Higbee. Logan Thomas, Olsen, Graham, Howard, and Hurst are all on the waivers. Should he switch it up?
No, don't overthink it. Higbee's the guy. Honestly, out of those, Logan Thomas is the sneaky guy that I like just because there's doesn't really seem to be much else there to throw to aside from Scary Terry, but they've been hyping up Logan Thomas a lot over the offseason, and he got 8 targets game one. He's who they're looking to in the end zone. I like Thomas, but I think I would stick with Higbee.
Honestly, for me, I think it's just kind of whoever you feel most comfortable with. I kind of view them as like a streaming kind of deal. Whoever you like the matchup with best. I don't think that any of those guys are much different as far as value goes for this season. Obviously, Higbee was kind of the hot guy in the offseason, but now He didn't really do a whole lot in the first game. And I think that whether you want to go Hurst, even if you want to roll with Howard, it, whatever matchup you like the best, I think is who you roll with at the end of the day.
Okay.
Oswaldo. Yeah, completely with Rich here.
Okay. Oswaldo, part 27 of his question here. Pick two for flex, PPR. Choices: Michael Thomas, Malcolm Brown, AJ Brown, Swift, Moss, and James Robinson. I need two.
Malcolm Brown and
I think AJ Brown has to be in there, right?
Yeah. Malcolm Brown and AJ.
Assuming health, of course. Popped up on the injury report today. I think he didn't practice.
All right, so
Malcolm Brown and AJ Brown for me.
Yeah, probably the Browns.
The two Browns. Yeah. Okay.
The Brown brothers.
All right, let's go back to the Facebook questions. We got a couple here. Cole Evans wants to know, rank them for this week. PPR, Marquise Brown, David Johnson, Keenan Allen. So I need a 1, 2, 3.
David Johnson, Marquise Brown, Keenan Allen.
Yeah, I think I'm cool with that.
Yeah,
maybe put Hollywood over that, but Keenan's got to be kind of at the bottom.
Yep.
All right. DJ looked good, though.
Man, DJ did look good, and I'm just like,
shifty.
I missed hard on DJ.
I think everyone.
I got a lot of them only because I mean Lucas knows. Like I just don't grab running backs early ever.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
wide receiver for the first four rounds and then running back afterwards.
Exactly. So I have them on a good bit of team.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Him, Hines, those are all guys I have like on a ton of teams. Malcolm Brown's late
because
they were free. You know, it's like it's insane. Yeah.
Facebook user wants to know Hurst or Goddard this week.
Goddard.
Yeah, I'd roll with Goddard.
Yeah.
All right. Josh Van Bagen checking in from Facebook. Half PPR flex one. Anthony Miller, Hayden Hurst, or Traquan Smith. So I was waiting for his name to pop up.
I'm playing Anthony Miller if it's me, but I'm definitely hanging on to Traquan.
Yeah, I'd roll with Anthony Miller too. I like Anthony Miller a lot. I always have.
Too,
yeah.
Me too.
Same. Another Facebook user, PPR Dynasty. All right, so Rich, you take this one, Jordan. PPR Dynasty, keep Antonio Gibson or trade him for Malcolm Brown?
In Dynasty, I would hold on to Antonio Gibson for sure. I love Antonio Gibson, but it may be a little while for him, unfortunately. We're not going to – but I like Malcolm Brown. I do. I've said on a few other shows, I think he looks really good. I think he could be the starter all season, but I would definitely hold on to Gibson because his upside is insane.
Yeah.
All right. Cole Evans says, wait, did they skip my comment or did I miss it? All right. So you had the question, rank them, Marquise, David Johnson, and Keenan Allen. We said
DJ Hollywood and then
DJ.
Keenan.
Yeah, DJ Hollywood.
That's how I have it.
All right, Cole. We got another question here. Facebook user, what's up, fellas? Mark from the Fantasy Football Champs podcast. Nice little plug. Wish I could be on with you. Asking for a friend, Devontae Parker, or take a shot on DJax with increased snaps.
I think Parker's going to be healthier this week. It seems that way, at least. Give me Parker. Take Parker.
Yeah, I'd roll with Parker, too, especially with the matchup this week for the Eagles. I don't really want a whole lot of DJX. I just roll with the tight ends because they'll be wide open.
Yeah, I mean, DJX, I don't know. I think there's a fair chance that they throw Ramsey at him. So I think for that reason, I'm going to go Parker.
Yeah, and I believe Greg Ward let the wide receivers and targets anyway. Not that DJX can't break one and score a touchdown, because that's what he does.
Well, and here's the thing. So DeSean Jackson had 7 targets and only 2 receptions on those. So him and Wentz are clearly off.
Yeah,
Wentz looked bad. The O-line looked god-awful. And Dallas has a good O-line, and we just saw what the best player in the NFL did to them. Aaron Donald just absolutely tore that O-line up, and he's going to feast. And Wentz is going to have no time. Bad. Wentz is going to have probably 2 fumbles and 3 interceptions this game.
It's going to be rough.
He should have Miles Sanders back, though. He should have Miles Sanders back.
I mean,
that should help some, but they did lose their guard. over the offseason, so it's rough.
All Miles Sanders is going to be is a little snack for Aaron Donald on the way to Wentz.
Like, well, you saw what he did to Zeke, right?
You saw what he did to Zeke. Yeah, he's just like,
tossed Zeke to the side and said, let me get my quarterback.
All right, Josh Van Bagen's back. Would you drop either MVS or Paris Campbell to add Traquan Smith?
Nah.
I would consider MVS myself, but I'd keep Paris for sure.
I don't believe in Traquan.
The upside.
I think Deontay Harris is a more interesting name to watch over Traquan at this point, just because Traquan had the opportunities and he's done nothing with it over the years. So why are we buying into Traquan? What is this, fourth, fifth season breakout type of thing like that we're trying to buy into? Give me Deontay Harris.
Well, okay. Deontay Harris, I mean, he's not going to – you think he's going to be that involved, though? Traquan will at least
see the snaps. We don't know, but Traquan, we know what Traquan is. Let's see what Deontay does. Deontay Harris could be – he could be the – we don't know. He could be the boy. He could be the boy, boy Rich. He could be the boy. No.
And that's who's for Come you, on. Ladies and gentlemen, and that is Prophet Hoos, digging up names that you never heard of, telling you to pick them up, and, you know, nine Gadget times out guy. Of ten, Rich, at the end of the season, you're happy you did.
Jordan knows who Deontay Harris is.
No, I like Deontay Harris a lot. I think he's really good. I think he's probably the best returner in the league by a long, like a wide, wide margin, unless you're talking about Tyreek Hill.
Right.
But I just see him as like a gadget guy. He's more of like a best ball target in really deep best ball leagues. Like I got him in a few deep best ball leagues just because I know what he can do. But I don't know, man. That's tough. I think you have to go with Traquan. Like Traquan should at least see the snaps. But if you want to say that he's more Deshaun Hamilton, because Deshaun Hamilton was on a ton of snaps and got no work. I was
did nothing, man.
Yeah, he did nothing, but he's damn, on the bae. Field like crazy. Damn. But I can see that. But Harris, I mean, don't tell people Harris, because if they pick him up, they're going to be coming at you next week.
That's all right.
He may all right. Unless he returns a punt, but you know, we'll
That's
see.
All right.
I like Harris, though.
No, I mean, out of those questions, obviously, out of those options – I go with MVS.
You're just saying keep him. Yeah.
And that's Campbell. Cool. That's all.
Okay. All right. Bobby Pigskin's listening on Mixler. He wants to know, should I move on from Fournette or Madison for Josh Kelly? He does not own Cook. He lost Connor. He did not get Snell.
Try to trade Madison to the Cook owner, but I would absolutely rather have Josh Kelly than Cook or than Madison.
Agreed.
I don't know. Madison was all right. He got some snaps.
Josh Kelly.
Yeah, but Josh Kelly's going to
Josh, Josh Kelly's going to be the guy. He had 12 rushes for 60 and a touch in game one.
Yeah, he's going to get 20 touches by midseason.
He's going to be getting 15. He's going to be getting 15 a game, and he's going to be getting the short yardage goal line work. Madison only has real value if Cook goes down.
You guys are telling me not to overreact on week one, and we don't know. It's just one sample.
Roy.
I'm just saying. I'm just being a little devil's advocate here. Madison didn't do nothing, and he's still an elite handcuff that you probably want on your deeper rosters. I don't think it's crazy.
But Kelly can
to
be
want
a
Madison
every week starter. Right.
And that's where we are.
And to be fair, I like him. I like where he's at. I like the opportunity. And I didn't get to really weigh in too much on Eckler, but I was concerned with what I saw from Eckler. I was concerned, and I was concerned because Kelly looked very good, right? So
yeah, he's starting to look more and more
with you.
Like the best back there. I mean, in the offseason, we thought it was Justin Jackson. I mean, he had the opportunity, and he got injured, so he lost the opportunity, and we also kind of what Kelly was able to do. And Josh Kelly, man, I agree with everything what Lucas said. I mean, the guy could be a starter in this league. We don't know. I mean, we don't know by mid-season if he could be a top 20 back for you.
It's all fair. Fair.
Okay.
Fair
all points. Right. Black Mamba 24 on the Mixler, best streaming defense this week. A lot of people are looking at Washington.
Against Arizona, I'm not sure. I mean, they looked really good against the Eagles, but I think that's just more of a sign of how bad the Eagles are.
Right.
And with Kyler Murray tearing up San Francisco like he just did, I think that we're going to see what Washington really looks like. But let me actually answer the question here.
Are the Rams available as we talk about Aaron Donald going against Philly?
Are the Chargers
available?
Maybe just attack Philly.
Chargers are getting ready to play Kansas City, so I am dropping the Patriots to pick up the Chargers that have been dropped everywhere because I like the Chargers going forward.
Yeah.
But
I've been seeing Chargers on waivers, so that's why
I just got excited when I saw it. But streaming wise, maybe Tennessee if they're available.
Yeah.
Jackson, you know.
I like that.
Who's probably against not Indy? Available?
Indy's playing Minnesota.
Who's against the Jets?
Yeah, I don't love that.
The Jets. Who is the Jets? I was just looking at that.
Would you guys like to take Seattle, or do you believe too much in Cam? Because you look at what happened this week, like a quick game, lots of running. You know,
running quarterbacks are always for me. Like they break whatever defenses. It doesn't matter what your defense is going to do. Running quarterbacks can just expose them, and it's too early. So I feel like a running quarterback. Give me a running. That's why Kyler does so well against great defenses because it's. like, what are you going to do against? This is his third time looking very good against the best defense in the league. You know, like, because he's a rushing quarterback.
San Francisco plays the Jets.
Yeah, never mind. They're taken.
that's a matchup.
Start of the week, yeah.
Start the Jets, maybe?
No,
Kittle. Play the Jets, maybe, streaming with no Kittle.
Very sneaky. Very sneaky. Let's hit one more here. Jesus Merkt, need two, PPR, flex. Here's who we got. I need two. Traquan Smith, J.K. Dobbins, Tyler Boyd, Paris Campbell, Sammy Watkins, John Brown, who just missed practice with a foot injury.
That's gross.
Do you guys like Sammy Dobbins at all?
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, is he going to get, like, there was a weird game from Baltimore with not a whole lot of rushing work, but Dobbins, I think he had the most carries.
He did, I think.
I thought Dobbins had, like, did he
only
that?
Had like seven or something.
There's only like seven or eight carries, but he looked good in the red zone too. Touches, he hit the corner and give me just
It was weird. He had the work and he was on the field, but it's just like they didn't have a whole lot of opportunity. It was a really weird game from Baltimore. Really weird.
They have good backs, so it's rough. I do like Dobbins, but I don't think he's going to do anything until really like midseason. So, I mean, are you going to hold him for that long?
I think it's going to be sooner than that. What do you mean? They're already giving him touches inside the red zone, and he looked good with them.
But I don't see them just relegating Ingram or Gus Edwards.
This is a this week's like start, nothing. Though. This is
Gus,
a start.
Gus Edwards, in my mind, is irrelevant right now. Mark Ingram didn't look great.
Okay, but did you believe in him for this week? That's the only thing, because obviously the question is this week, right? Yeah. Do we believe in him? Like, I think Boyd is definitely in consideration. The Browns are no good. He'll probably see targets. He didn't last week so much, but I still think he could be fine. But that's why I was asked about Dobbins, because he just fell into the end zone twice for some reason.
Yeah,
just ride Boyd?
I am probably going Boyd, but I do see a relatively clear pathway. Clyde Edwards-Helaire just had a monster game against Houston. I think that the Baltimore run game could do the same.
I think I'm going to go, it's disgusting, but he did just go off. But we know he only does that week one. Sammy one other week.
Against the Chargers, though?
I know. But
no, I don't think you can. I don't think you can. I think the Chargers look really, really good.
Like, yeah, you're probably right. I mean, it's probably the Hardman week because, I mean, they're
going to have to stretch the field. They're going to have to.
Right. I don't know. I just feel like these are not.
Boyd's probably the safest because
I think
it's probably to get back on track, right? He needs to get back on track. Yeah. A rough matchup week one.
Yeah, that's true.
So we like Boyd
getting the ball early, which is good.
We all agree on Boyd.
I think I can agree that Boyd is the safest.
Can I get a second out of Traquan, J.K., Paris Campbell, Sammy Watkins?
Dobbins.
You saw Clyde get stuffed on the goal line, what, like seven times?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think Dobbins is better than Clyde. Personally,
yeah,
he's better.
All right, so Boyd and Dobbins seems like the consensus.
Wilson, I still don't understand why they think it Dobbins, but
Wilson 27. If you're the Mixon owner, would you trade him for Chris Carson?
No,
I like Carson, but no.
Carson scored a lot of points, but didn't get a lot of work.
Yes, I would say yes.
I really wanted to play
Senor, even with Penny coming back here in a little bit.
Penny,
and they're going to get DJ Dallas involved eventually.
No, they're not. Why are they giving DJ Dallas involved when Carson was able to catch the ball as much as he was able to do? And nobody even saw Chris Carson nobody envisioned that to be a part of his game. And they trust him with that role.
Pete Carroll refuses to just have one bell cow that he's given 25 touches every single game, undeniably. Like,
this looks
he
so
always
different.
Wants to move other running
why
backs
didn't
in.
He, why didn't he include Carlos Hyde more, who is a very good
But you remember they split rushes, though. They split rushes, like basically even split. Just Carson got the receiving work.
I'm talking about Carson. That's why I love Carson so much, because I did not envision Carson to get the receiving work.
He can catch passes, but he
didn't get enough of the snap share, I don't think. Where at least you know Mixon should be fine as far as his carry load and should get the snap share, even with Gio there.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, Gio did score points, too. I mean, Gio is there.
Who's making it difficult to get through the show? Come on, man. We got 2-1.
You got my answer.
2-1. 2-1 mixing Wilson. All right, John Silva's been waiting very patiently for his question. Half point start, three running backs. He gave me a list of four. So who are you sitting? Eckler, Sanders, Taylor, and Mostert. Who's sitting?
I'm between Sanders and Eckler. How about you guys?
Yeah, that's right. That's where I'm at too. But it's
I think it's probably
that would go to the top two.
I think it depends on who Sanders, like how he's feeling, what his reports look like during the week. But if they're looking good, I think I'd probably Sanders.
I probably said Eckler here, which hurts my heart.
Yeah. I think I'm sitting Sanders.
Okay. I think they're gonna have, like, to your point about getting the ball out early, that could mean, you know, receptions for Sanders, even if they're, you know, minimal yardage. Like, he may not get too many carries. He may only see 10 carries. But if Eckler only sees 10 carries, he's not going to be useful.
No bueno. No bueno.
Facebook. We're swinging back to Facebook. Looking for my flex. Who are the better options this week? Slayton, Deontay Johnson, Robbie Anderson, Russell Gage, or Jalen Reagor?
You know, I was kind of liking what I saw out of Robbie Anderson.
Yeah, I like that.
So did I.
Yeah.
So did I. I think I'm still Slayton here. I like DJ too, though, a lot. I think he's really talented. But I think I'm Slayton.
Yeah, but they're slinging the rock all over. They got Claypool. Well, they have Washington.
He was
they have Ebron.
Yeah, but you're making the case for Robbie. I mean, they're slinging the rock around in Carolina a lot too. But Robbie did look very good. He did look very good, in my opinion. I just like Slayton as probably the most guaranteed for targets and work.
Do we think that Gage just completely falls off because he picked up this season where he ended it the last season? He got 12 targets last game.
Gage is good. He did. People, Gage is good. You should be trading for him if you haven't yet, because if Julio or Ridley goes down, Gage is going to just sky's the limit. And people think, because I think I saw some stat that the Cowboys and Atlanta were the two quickest teams snap to play this season, or sorry, week one. So they're going to be probably a lot of plays in this Atlanta Cowboys game, and it could be a very high scoring affair, which bodes well for everyone on both sides.
All right. So we had some Robbie Anderson, a little Slayton, and then some future stuff about Gage. So I guess that answers your question, Facebook user. I hope.
Facebook user.
Jazz or Jazz? Hard for me to see on my glasses. Raquel, okay, so this one's Dynasty. Raquel Armstead, still a hold in Dynasty. Dino, which I don't know. You play Dinosaur League, maybe? Oh, would be cool.
You do Dino.
I think it depends on how deep the league is, but for me, I'm indifferent, I guess. If you want to drop him, drop him. Ultimately, he's probably not the running back of the future. So James Robinson looked fine. So if you want to get rid of him, depends on who. But I think you're fine to drop them if you want to drop them.
Okay. I'm guessing you don't have IR. Otherwise, you just keep them in your IR.
Yeah, you keep them on IR.
If he comes back and you want to drop him for somebody, I'm totally with Jay Rich.
Okay. All right, Josh Van Baggins back on Facebook. Thoughts on Tampa defense? Next few matchups looks favorable.
They do. I do like Tampa D. I've liked them coming into the year. They're really sneaky. And, yeah, they do have some pretty good matchups. I'd hold them and probably start them. Probably start him this week if I don't want to hold two defenses.
Yeah, no, I like that too. Tampa's D's good.
Johnny B from the Mixler. Johnny B 6492. I don't know if this is a question, but I'll read it. Traded MVS and Hurst for Edelman. I'm weak at wide receiver. Planning on letting Hurst have a big week, then flipping him. But with Bell and Parker getting hurt, I felt the need to trade now. I have Zeke, Taylor, and Kelsey on my team. So you guys cool with that trade? You feel good about it?
He got Edelman,
yeah, for MVS and Hurst.
Oh,
don't mind
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it's fine. It's a fine trade. It's not. Yeah, it's a fine trade. It's okay. It's.
I'm a little nervous about Edelman.
I'd rather have MVS upside, I think, though. But it's okay.
MVS, I mean, is like barely a waiver wire pickup.
The MVS Stan over here.
I'm not a Stan. I just like opportunity.
You're trading away a guy that's on a fair amount of weight on free agency right now and a lot of 12 mans and Hayden Hurst for, you know, a fifth or sixth round.
I just
draft capital wide receiver.
I will say this, Johnny B. Good job, because that was a who's trade right there. Two for one, free That's up right. a spot. Good job.
There you go,
buddy.
Brother.
Good
there
job.
There you go. You're listening to this show, you're doing well. You're doing swell.
All right. Trey Romaine wants to know, would you guys trade CEH for Kelsey, AJ Green, and Watkins? Wow.
Negative. Nope. Negative. Negatory.
Never.
No.
Okay. Back on the Facebook. Actually, this is from YouTube. Jaws is watching on YouTube. So he's talking about his last question. Okay. IR is already out of room. So that was Raekwon Armstead.
I'm curious who else you, since you're listening, later on in the show, just throw in who else you have on IR. Why not?
Okay. So we can tell or you even who's available that you'd want to swap them out for.
Right. We're here.
Bobby Pigskin on the Mixler, stick with Bridgewater or go Fitzmagic in the Superflex or gamble with MVS in the Superflex?
I'll go Bridgie.
Yeah, Bridgewater.
I was fully ready for him to say MVS. I'm like, he better not even think about it.
You can tell he wanted to, though.
Hold on, let me go grab my second drink. And
yeah.
All right, we got another question from Matt Mosher. I think this was on Facebook as well. I don't think we did this one yet. Drop Higbee for Goddard. I think everybody would say yes to that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm cool with it.
The number one target on the team, but at least for week one.
You know,
I think season long is probably a wash.
No, just say yes.
Really? No, I'm cool with that.
It possibly is. I could agree with that kind of, but I mean, it's week one.
Because they'll never draw top coverage, so why wouldn't you like them?
Right. That's why I like it. That's why
I like both of them. I like Goddard and
season long, and though, Higbee. You feel like they're going to match up in points.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason why Higbee was so high. Yeah, like, yeah. Just because of one kind of off game against the Cowboys where everyone was off.
Do you think it was warranted, though? I think that's the community hype, not necessarily.
It was like,
that's warranted. Factual.
I mean, who did what he did? I mean, that's the only reason why. Look, he pulled a Linsanity. Basically,
literally,
he pulled a Linsanity. It was a Higsanity, basically. Like the dude went
Higsanity, Jordan brilliant. Numbers.
He went Jordan numbers for whatever games he did. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like no tight end was scoring 20. Like no one did that.
Yeah, his 100-yard game streak is over now. So the magic, it's gone. Over. It's gone now.
Sanity is over now.
But I do like Goddard a lot.
Yeah.
Higgs
yeah, too, a lot. Pretty high on him.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Black Mama 24, full PPR. Choose a wide receiver, one, a two, and a flex. All right. So here's my roster: OBJ, DJ Chark, Singletary, DeAndre Hopkins, Swift, Deontay, and Marvin Jones. So I need two wide receivers and a flex. I think everyone's going to say Hopkins, obviously.
Yeah, Marvin Jones.
Yeah, Marvin Jones for sure. That dude is a beast. And he's so good.
He needs
flex,
what
though.
Flex?
Well, yeah, I need one more. So I got OBJ, Chark, Singletary, Swift, and Deontay.
I think I'm cool with OBJ if you got those other two.
Yes, OBJ.
I think you have to.
Yeah, you gotta. Yeah, you can't sit OBJ. I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not for those guys.
I like Singletary this week.
I do. I just think I can't. Odell Beckham Jr. is just too good for them not to factor him. And he's the best player on their team. I don't know why Baker Mayfield doesn't see it. I think Baker's going to lose his job this season, though.
I don't think so.
Did you guys hear?
You don't think he's going to lose it? Ooh, I don't know about that. He could.
I think he's definitely going to at this point. He hasn't had a good season yet. I mean,
the funniest thing, and I was thinking about it earlier, his best season was really when Hugh Jackson was his coach.
Right.
Well, he's only had one full year.
I mean, still, so did Lamar Jackson.
I mean, but the half a year was a decent year, and then he had last year with an off year.
That was his best time in his career was when it was his half year. That was his best part of his career.
I get it. And so so last year was god awful after they had their all pro offensive lineman not playing last year, and he had pressure in his face all year. So we'll see what happens this year. But I'm still like, you know, I'm not saying that he's looking great, but I'm also not ready just to completely write him off yet. Like,
I'm completely done with him. I've dropped him
Can you start him as a QB2?
I would be fine starting him as QB2 this week.
No, I can't. He, what is he going to do? Give you 14 points?
That's tough, man. I'm in that spot.
You're,
in a few leagues.
You're wanting to start OBJ, but you're not, you know, like,
OBJ over Baker, super flex. I got
I mean, I'd start Trubisky over him. I mean, I did last, you know, last week I had Trubisky in it.
Yeah, against Baltimore.
Because Detroit, yeah, Detroit was so bad. So that's why I had Trubisky even in my top four.
Baker's going to have probably Baker's going to have a 22 to 25 point game this week.
And who plays better, Baker or Burrow? Call your shot. You got Baker or Burrow this week?
Burrow.
See, I would rather play.
It's Burrow, Burrow, man. It's
Burrow for me.
And if you're taking Burrow over
for
somebody,
me, it is Burrow. He's. I don't know. I think Burrow has a. I just think Burrow has a pretty big week upcoming. I don't know.
I think Mayfield gets you 18 points this week.
I bet you it's 20 plus.
I'll take that bet. I'll
okay,
take
what are, we'll figure out what we're betting. But
yeah, we'll figure something. It out afterwards. Right. Yeah.
19 and a half.
Yeah, split the difference there. Yeah.
Johnny B's back with a half PPR pick two. Here's our choices. Kirk, Gage, Ayuk, Keelan Cole, and Parker. I need two.
Can you see those guys again?
Yep. Christian Kirk, Gage, Ayuk, Keelan Cole, and Parker. Devontae Parker.
I think Gage and Parker.
Yeah, I want to say Cole too. He caught all five of his targets. I think he needs to score work.
Yeah,
you guys know if you've listened to the show and you're familiar with the show for this long, I am a huge, 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 huge Keelan Cole stan. He was terrible last year, but that was also because he had terrible quarterback play, which was the same quarterback now, but DD is not being used at all. And I'm very surprised by that D.D. Westbrook is the wide receiver 6 on this team for whatever reason. But they seem to be liking Keelan Cole. And I do like Keelan Cole.
Remember, Shark wasn't used last week either.
Yeah, so I would say it's strange, but I would go Gage and Cole.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, Ricardo Banks. What's up, Ricardo? Start two, PPR flex. Cohen, Judy, Dobbins, Kelly, T. Smith, and Logan Thomas. Oh, that's Traquan Smith. Okay.
Cohen, Judy, Dobbins. Dobbins for sure.
If
Judy, maybe Judy, if Sutton is out.
Yeah, I would say Judy maybe even if Sutton is out.
Dropping those fucking balls right over the middle of the field.
Oh, my God. He was going to be out.
That was bad. I think I'm Judy and Dobbins.
Yeah, me too.
Rookie season.
Okay. That's right. I know. Who knew? Who knew?
Black Mamba 24, Singletary or Gurley PPR this week?
Gurley.
Gurley.
I want to hear you say it.
He's going to say Singletary.
Take Singletary, just do it. No, I'll go with Gurley, I guess. I don't like it though, man. Like,
you just have to like it.
I'm literally gonna bench Gurley in a dynasty league for Malcolm Brown this week. I'm gonna do it.
I mean, I don't blame you. You know, it's not a bad benching, you know, but I don't like Singletary that much either. I'm not high on either of these guys this week. So you won't see these guys high on my week. My weekly rankings did 35 this week on Fantasy Pros, by the way, which is out of 150. Top 10 next week, by the way. I don't mind it. I don't mind it.
Okay. Johnny B's back with another question. Who do I start at quarterback this week? Baker, Goff, or Minshew?
Goff.
Minshew.
Break the tie. Minshew. Break the tie, Lucas. Who do you like? Don't say a third one. That's screw it all.
Say
up.
Baker.
Don't say Baker.
Let's not help anyone and say Baker.
Give me the shoe.
All right, two for Minshew, one for Goff. Facebook question, Josh Van Bagen, is Amari Cooper plus Slayton, MVS, and Paris Campbell too much to offer for Michael Thomas?
Probably. I don't think you need to offer that.
I would say not if it's MVS. I'm assuming Slayton, MVS, or Campbell.
I would offer
Cooper and MVS.
It's not all
for Thomas. I think that's a good trade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm switching to Goff also. I don't want Minshew against the Titans.
Yes.
Okay. There you go.
The Philadelphia secondary is too bad.
Terrible.
Johnny Silva, Metcalf versus the Pats or Deontay versus the Broncos, half PPR.
Deontay.
Metcalf.
So you're just going to discount Stephon Gilmore like target. That? Like he's nobody?
Give me the targets. I love the targets. Give me the targets.
Deontay. Wow.
Give me after
you saw death. You saw what Corey Davis did, right?
You Steelers better have
Juju
fans.
In your top five.
Right. Corey Davis, watch this guy outscore AJ Brown. You know, we were on him for how long, and then finally no one thinks about him. He's like, all right, I guess I'll try now.
Well,
no,
you saw what Paris Campbell did against Jacksonville, right?
That was very different. But I mean, we all got injured. I mean, that's why Corey Davis did what he did.
No, it's a breakout.
You're six, breakout. Breakout Devontae Parker status.
Yeah.
Year five? It couldn't happen.
I don't even know.
All right. Ricardo Banks says a PPR tight end question. Logan Thomas or Higby this week?
Logan Thomas or Logan?
I'm fine with Thomas.
Yeah, I'm actually starting Logan Thomas over Higby in the league, so sure.
Give me Higby. We're just talking about it. Philadelphia's middle of the field is weak.
I like the confidence because I'm going to need it. A lot of leagues.
That's why he's hedging his bets right now.
I own a lot of Higby, and it's not looking good right now.
So when he's saying the industry, he's like, oh, man. Or were you the hype?
Yo, I was part of the hype. I was a believer.
I was definitely a believer. I am a believer still. I mean, it was definitely disappointing not to see him as involved. But Cooper Kupp wasn't as involved either, and I'm not down on Cooper Kupp.
All right, Wilson 27. Oh, he wants you to predict the future. Does Frank Gore score a touchdown against his old team this week?
Of course. He scores two. Not much yardage.
Yeah, I think he gets two. In the end zone.
39 yards and two touchdowns.
Yeah, I guess so.
Probably more like 27 yards.
Yeah, that's probably more accurate.
All right.
Once 18 carries.
All right, back to the Facebook real quick. Need to start two in full PPR. Here's the list. You guys can see it. Crowder, Parker, Sutton, MVS, and Campbell. They need two.
Crowder, Campbell, assuming Sutton's out.
Crowder, yeah. If Sutton's out, Crowder.
Campbell. Yeah, I guess Crowder can. I'd want to start Campbell over Crowder.
That's two of them.
Yeah.
Let's start two.
Campbell no, I think Crowder? I'm thinking like if Sutton, I'd just go like Sutton, Campbell, I think over.
I think we're
Sutton,
we're
Crowder.
If there's no Sutton, obviously, yeah. If Sutton is healthy, then yeah, Sutton, and Crowder. If he's like limited and all, which he was about to play week
one. He was a maybe, oh, yeah.
He was a maybe. So I think he plays week two. So give me Sutton and Crowder. But if somehow he doesn't suit up, I like Campbell. I want to say MVS, but I won't.
All right. One more question here on Facebook before we jump into the actual sack. Finally, an hour, 10 minutes late. Ian Shields wants to know, Deontay Johnson or Edelman in a PPR this week?
PPR, it's going to be hard for me to go against Edelman. I do like the DJ targets, but...
I want Johnston.
Yeah, I would actually be going Johnston here also.
All right.
Down on Edelman for this week.
Okay, guys, I have cut off the phone lines because we have so many other questions that write in to get to. But if you didn't get a chance to call in and you want to chat with us right now, you can get on Facebook. Go to Facebook groups, look for Sleepwire Fantasy Football Club. It's a special promotional material or promotional time right now. You can just jump in. There's a question you answer. I don't have to approve you for membership. But if you're like a Nigerian scammer, I will clear you out tomorrow morning. So just beware. Also, yeah. You can, if you're on the Mixler, if you're listening on Mixler, hit us up on Mixler Chat or on the Sleeper app. All right, let's jump into the sack. We had a lot of questions from, well, maybe a couple questions. Clairvoyance wants to know, Robbie Anderson or Michael Thomas? What?
Michael Thomas.
Is this a serious question? Come on, man.
Michael Thomas isn't playing. He's going to miss several weeks. What are you talking about?
This guy got us, man. He goofed on us. This is a goof.
We have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok, and flat out deceived.
You got me, Clairvoyance. Godly wants to know. Oh, we just answered this question. Deontay Johnson, Julian Edelman. We just answered that. Gersh wants to know, full PPR, RB2, James Robinson or James White?
Oh, you know I'm going to go my boy.
I'd go James White.
Yeah, you know I'm going to go my boy.
Yep, James White.
Josh is on, Jazz Whedon's on the YouTube, can't stand Facebook. Okay, that wasn't a question. See, sometimes I just start reading and I don't read ahead. Marvels wants to know, full PPR, Kareem Hunt or Emmanuel Sanders for the flex?
Ooh.
I like this question.
I want to say Hunt.
I think Hunt's
give me
a
Hunt,
lot
baby.
Safer.
I think Sanders.
Yo,
is, Probably like Hunt is safer.
Sanders could just get like 1,000 targets.
He really could. He should. Well, we just don't know how much they're going to work in. Jared Cook is probably going to be the biggest benefactor.
Yeah, I think so too. Being in that offense for a year.
Right.
Being acclimated. Sanders, man, Sanders is good though.
Sanders is so good. So he, I probably go Sanders just off of the big playability.
Look, Hunt is safer, I think. This is Hunt. No, guys. Hunt I'm telling you right now, Hunt is about to, he's going to be a top 16 back this season.
I wouldn't doubt it.
He got 13 carries in the first week, and he is the receiving back. And the Cleveland O-line is top 5 O-line in the league, 100%. Top 5 O-line, and Hunt is getting the work. Like, opening, they give him 13 carries, and he got 72 rush yards.
That surprised me. 13 dude, carries?
He's getting 6 yards a tote against Baltimore, and he's going to have their receiving work. Hunt could very well outscore Chubb this year.
In a blowout, though. Blowout.
Right. Then
All right.
But the Browns, here's my thing. The Browns are going to be in many of these type of games.
Hunt looked better. Hunt looked good. But
the thing is, do you expect Chubb to I expect Chubb to have a pretty big game against the Bengals.
I think they both do.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm
a problem to have. I mean,
it could be a Chubb game over a Hunt game. Like, I'm
this is a split backfield to me. Like, this is not a.
I think so too. Like, but I think we're talking about situations, right? And like you said last week with Hunt, it kind of leaned the Hunt direction. This game, it may lean Chubb just because of the game. Like, it may just be where it's a close game. They're going to grind it out. Hunt's still going to be involved, but he may not see the same touches, right? Because the game's not going to be out of reach.
Yeah, for me, this is like, as the more we talk about it, it's an easy Sanders.
I trust Sanders myself. I do trust Sanders a lot, but it could just not be a Hunt game, unfortunately, which is why
Sanders, I'm one Hunt.
Not sure.
Okay.
And I don't actually believe that there's a such thing as not a Hunt game, because 13 carries, you're involved. Like, they want to get you involved. If he had like 6 carries, I would say, yeah, maybe it's not going to be a Hunt game. But 13 carries, the dude's splitting at that point. But
Sanders, well, he got more, right?
That's what I'm saying. So that, I do really love Hunt. I mean, you're talking about, probably one of my all-time clips on a Sleeper Wire show. I think Lucas yelled out, he took Kareem Hunt in the 6th round? And I was like wildly dumb at the time of a mock draft we did, and the guy ended up the number 3. Guy in a rookie draft, but anyway, yeah, I'm very high on Kareem Hunt, but give me Sanders. I just think it's he's got that time to shine. Playability, yeah.
Okay, Minimal Impact wants to know, who's your favorite pickup in standard, Chenault, Campbell, or MVS?
I think it'd have to be Chenault.
Yeah, Chenault. All good business, work. Big business with the big questions.
Lucas, you got a fan? BFTG Pod says hi. There you go.
Hey, baby.
FTD34, should I trade David Johnson, Odell, and Cohen for Davante Adams, or am I giving up too much?
Do it.
I would do it.
Just do it. I don't think there's too much. There's good players to pick up right now. Earlier in the season's better. Halfway through the season, you're going to have a lot that's picked off, but like, you're going to have 2 open bench slots. Like, I would love to have 2 open bench slots. Oh, I got like a list of like 7 people right now I want to throw on my team. Jesus. So like, give me some upside that I can just, turn over some into my bench.
Was that our first consensus answer of the whole night?
Yeah. I think so. Sí, señor.
I love it. All right, back to the mail sack here. Okay, this is a big question. So if you guys have the Google Doc, you'll probably be able to follow along. Kool-Aid, oh yeah. Do it, don't do it. Or counter. Okay, so it's a trade question. My Malcolm Brown and Peyton Barber for their Michael Thomas and James Robinson. I don't even know if you need to know anymore. Just, can you go with that?
Yeah, I would do it.
Because he goes into his life story about what he did with his team in the last 2 weeks, and I have his whole roster here. I don't know if that matters. So
trading high on Malcolm Brown. I love it. Love the player. If you can get 1 week in a first-round draft pick, the number one wide receiver of last year.
Got to do it.
All right.
Do it.
Kool-Aid, oh yeah, do it. He has a follow-up question. Tight end rest of season. Who do you like more, Gesicki, Jonnu Smith, or Greg Olsen?
Jonnu.
Yeah, give me Jonnu.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. I like Gesicki, though. He's a good tight end. He could be good.
Okay.
Janu was like he's second in red zone targets, I believe, percentage, catch percentage, and in tight end, I think he was second in catch percentage in targets last year, too. Tied with Delaney, so there's no Delaney. So, yeah, give me Janu.
So, Fursker will eat.
Okay.
Yeah, I do love, yeah, I do. I like Fursker, too. It's weird because I do really like Fursker, and they seem to like him, too. Yeah, I wish he wasn't there. I wish he was
1 yard red zone touchdown.
Yeah. I wish he wasn't there, though.
Okay. Supercharger wants to know, half point flex, AJ Green or Marvin Jones this week?
Marvin.
Yeah, I'd roll with Marv. I like both guys a lot. And I think, you know, they try to do a bit more with AJ this week, but I still think I'm leaning Marvin.
I want to see it out of AJ. Like, me one game.
Boy, did you not see his touchdown that they took away from him? They stole it from him.
Man. Yeah.
Stole it from him.
I mean, game winner, walk off. He's doing his Heisman while the ball's in the air. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't see it. Yeah. I thought it was clean.
It was an easy call for the ref. You got full elbow lock extension.
Just a little shimmy.
Yeah.
But
Marvin's role.
We got a trade question. Oh, go ahead. Sorry, Lucas.
Nothing. I was just going to gripe about the BS Gallup. They were doing this the whole way down the field. Like,
yeah,
come on, play. Let him play.
You got to let both play though. You can't.
Yeah,
you can't pick your favorites.
Yeah, Vegas.
You got to call one. You got to call the other, man.
Hey, Vegas got to make money out
consistency.
Here.
Consistency. Hell yeah.
Somebody getting paid out here.
Back to Bobby Pigskin. No, it's all good. Back to Bobby Pigskin on the mixer. Trade CMC and Brown. Get CEH and Jay Taylor.
Which CMC and
I'm
who?
I'm assuming it's Malcolm Brown.
Yeah, he didn't have give me a first. Give me a first initial, Bobby Pigskin.
I would assume it's AJ, but.
Dude, I think I'm doing this.
I like that, man.
I think I'm doing this.
I like that a lot.
I think I'm doing this. Is CMC going to
see 100 targets this year? Maybe not. Maybe not. He didn't really get the targets week one. He didn't even get the final carry. That Matt Rhule thought he was smarter than everybody in the NFL.
Get him.
He agrees.
Do it.
I do it, man. But that's the kind of stuff I love. You know, just banking on those rookies to just blow up.
Ooh. I'm iffy, but you know, I'm not mad at it.
It'll definitely make your season a bit more exciting, Bobby. That's for sure.
For sure.
Let's jump to the channel questions. We got a couple of these, and then maybe we'll see how much time we got for the rest. Angry Viking. That might be Hangry Viking. I'm not sure. Drop James White for Hines. Can only roster 4 running backs in a PPR league. Current running backs are Jacobs, Ingram, Connor. No IR spot. So are we dropping James White for Hines?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Would you drop Connor for Hines?
No.
Would you think about it?
Mm-mm.
I mean, it's a fair question. It is a fair question.
Hines is probably an RB3 like minimum.
Look, here's my thing. With only 4 running backs available to be rostered, there's going to be several good options, and James White's probably still going to be there if you were to go to want him.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
But I think the problem with James Conner is then he's taking up a roster spot. Like, he's not just taking up a roster spot,
right?
But he's also taking up a running back spot, right, which is infinitely more valuable in a limited league like that. So I get your point, but it's
but Connor, I mean, did I miss something, or is he?
But you said, but it's when healthy. It's
right, and
well, that's what I'm saying. But he's not out for 6 weeks, right? Like,
yeah, but right now, Benny Snell probably played himself into some carries.
I mean, some carries.
So
but, I mean,
either way,
let's say James Connor's out for 2 weeks.
Okay, but
he's not going to be out for 2 weeks.
But James Connor's problem is health.
Yeah.
It's always been health. And he's hurt week one. He's hurt, like, what, the first quarter?
I would say make a trade. It's a typical Hoos answer. Make a trade. Trade James Conner if you're able to. You're probably not going to get much for him. But if you're able to trade James Conner along with one of your other backs and try to upgrade the position or get at least a more sure position, like you trade James Conner, who was his other backs?
I think Josh Jacobs was one.
Yep. Ingram, Jacobs, Connor, and White.
Ingram?
Yeah.
You said?
Yeah.
So if you could trade Ingram and Connor for like a solid wide receiver and then pick up you know, these the Hines and maybe another running back, you're only able to get. So look, at this point, you're searching for high upside. Ingram's doing nothing for you.
Well, he's not going to be able to trade those two running backs to a team.
You're probably dropping
for a wide receiver, because that team's then going to have to drop two running backs off of their squad.
Actually,
so you'd have to do a 2-for-1 for another running back.
Well, yeah, 100% 2-for-1. But why are you limited on wide receivers? But anyway, whatever.
No. What I'm saying is that other team that you're trading two running backs to probably already has four running backs.
But they might have trash. They might have trash.
With only four running backs on your team, though, I mean, I doubt – what I'm saying is I doubt any of these teams are going to have trash running backs, because they can all only have four.
I mean, you think of the week one we just had, there was a bunch of running backs that busted. So you're thinking about – you're looking at guys that are nervous. There's a lot of nervous fantasy football players. Not that many people are confident in losing a game or two. So after you lose a game or two, you're kind of questioning everything. You're questioning your whole roster. It's hard to walk into week three – you know, down, you know, two games thinking you're going to make the playoffs. You're getting a little bit desperate there, and you're going to make some desperate trades. And James Conner still does have a ton of upside if he is healthy. Obviously
Ingram doing nothing. Like,
I would drop Ingram little. Probably. Yeah. Probably just drop Ingram.
Well, no, I think dropping White is still fine. You know, like Lucas said, I mean, there's not a whole lot to go around. He'd probably still be there. Unless he has a really good game this week.
Yeah, this is a weird league. I wonder if there's a lot of turnover in the running back position. Like, if it's almost, if they play almost like a DF style or DFS style just for their running backs, because you're so limited. You just can't build any depth that way. That's tough. Let's move on to a trade question. This one came in from Brandon Cooks. Wow, Brandon Cooks listens to the show. Yeah, wow, we are big time. All right, Brandon Cooks doesn't know how to... He doesn't know how to run his fantasy team. Wow, and he's got teammates down here, doesn't he? Look at this. Michael Thomas, Mike Evans is one side. Other side's Calvin Ridley and Alvin Kamara.
Michael Thomas and who?
Mike Evans.
Mike Evans. I think I would actually take the Ridley Kamara side.
Yeah, I mean, right now that sounds like the move to make.
I mean, I was crazy high on Kamara this year.
And now with Thomas hurt?
I wasn't high on him because of the injury coming in. And he didn't.
Do you like Mike Evans, though?
I did.
I don't like Mike Evans at all. But I mean, like people who know Mike Evans should know that he's not good against Lattimore. He stinks against Lattimore.
Right.
So you shouldn't expect that much, but going forward, he should be fine until he plays him again.
Yeah.
That's why they almost fought in the middle of the game for like the third game in a row.
I'm okay with it, especially if you're weak at running back.
Ridley Kamara, man, just roll with it. Ridley's wide receiver one this year.
Do it.
You saw those two touchdowns.
Do it. BTFG pod. BTFG pod. This is another Michael Thomas question for trade. If you're an MT owner, what type of player would it take for you to move him?
I'm still gonna demand a top eight running back.
I think you got, if you can get maybe a wide receiver two, RB2, I think that's fine. If you really need it, it's not ideal, but it's hard to move anyone for Michael Thomas, because no one who has a top player is going to move him. So then you got to look, you know, a tier below. And I think if you can make a move with some upside, maybe you can make it work. Like maybe an AJ Brown plus somebody, like AJ Brown plus I don't know who, but there's still upside there.
I think if you do something like maybe Aaron Jones might be too high, but I feel like you might be able to get Aaron Jones because
you think, right?
Yeah, I think I'd start there. I think that's a fair trade because you're paying for Michael Thomas still. You're respecting the owner and you're saying, hey, here's Aaron Jones. He's a top back. I don't think he's going to be a top five back like he was last year, but I think he is a top back. And I'd be fine with giving up Aaron Jones if I can get Michael Thomas. Because I know we were listening to, I was listening to the pod yesterday. I know BFGT pod George yesterday was saying he thinks he's going to miss 7 weeks. I don't know if he's going to miss 7 weeks. I think that's kind of high. Several sounds like
is,
seven.
Is we he just a don't know. In some of those weeks. That's really what the hard part with Thomas and why I wouldn't be reluctant to trade him is that when he's healthy and he's active, you pretty much have to play him. Like you can't really bench him unless your team is that good, which if you have Michael Thomas, your team won't be. because your first round pick is now out for 4 to 5 weeks, which is going to hurt you.
Unless you've been drafting like a lot of wide receivers early.
MBS. The bigger issue here is, why is BFTG Pod giving medical advice? When does this guy get his sports science
degree? Free time.
Well, while he's not working for Elon Musk.
He's inspecting ankles.
Yes.
I wouldn't even want a therapeutic massage from that guy. Get out of here.
Take it from me. I am a doctor.
All right, back to the Facebook chat. Oh, let's try that, asks, drop Golden Tate, Jalen Reagor, or Anthony Miller for Robbie Anderson. Thank you.
Probably Golden Tate or Reagor.
Half point.
Yeah, Tate or Reagor.
Tate or Reagor. Okay. All right.
There's more stink, I think, on Tate, so just drop him.
Yeah.
Drop him. All right. Matt Mosher from the Mixler. Thoughts on Sanu? Anybody worried or concerned or excited about Sanu?
Nope.
No, there's no rapport there. They're going to throw him into week two, and you're going to start him with no preseason.
Because the only thing, though, was he there when Shanahan was still in Atlanta? He must have been. Familiarity that might be there?
That's why he's on the team, but that's probably not. Yeah. I still wouldn't feel confident starting him, though.
Not this week, but I like Sanu. I think he's been underrated since he was on Cincinnati.
I
agree with you.
I'm not sure why he's getting hopped around so much.
Because that's why he's one dimensional, and the game has evolved. He's a straight line, jumps up, get the ball. He's a contested catch guy.
Yeah, High Point wins a lot of 50-50s. High Point's the ball well, pretty quick. Good size. I mean,
I like him. I traded a lot of third round picks to get Sanu this year, and I felt fine with that because I'm like, okay, I'm going to get a flex piece for a third round pick that I'm not going to use.
So you're basically saying he signed because his phone number was in coach's phone? Was that what it was?
Yeah, I think so for sure.
Pretty much.
And they don't have any wide receivers right now.
Yeah,
right. It's an obvious choice.
He's a good social follow too. I like it. He's got good social media as well. Matt Mosher also wants to know, would you rather have Latavius Murray or Matt Breida?
Latavius.
Yeah, Murray. I think with Murray. He did a lot of work this week.
Mm. Okay. Ricardo Banks is back. Streaming tight ends, Doyle, Herndon, or Gesicki this week?
Doyle.
Give me Doyle.
Yeah, I think I'm cool with Doyle. Doyle was pretty good this week.
Three for Doyle. Ricardo Banks, PPR drop Burrow for P. Williams, Gage, or Jay Washington. Minshew is his starter.
Yes.
Any one of those you like?
That. I would probably.
I mean, maybe Gage, but I like the upside of.
Yeah, I think hold Burrow.
You drafted Burrow, like, you know.
This is a one quarterback league, happens. Obviously.
Yeah, but, you know.
Why are you holding Joe
Minshew
Burrow?
Minshew isn't that good.
Because you want to see what the look if you're
in a
if you
QB, come on
if,
man
if you're
never
drafting
starting,
you're look
never
if you're
starting Joe Burrow in a
here's my thing, okay, he has Minshew as his starter, so it's
that's
not like he
a problem.
It's not like he has Kyler
no, it's
Murray
not because he already rushed more than, like, people are just super disrespectful with Minshew, like the guy.
But what
rushing,
about Joe Burrow rushing?
Yeah,
I mean, you see that touchdown? Not,
I mean, he hasn't been in the NFL. This is his first year.
Look, here's my problem. Okay,
no line. He's going to get touched way more.
Here's my problem. You drafted Joe Burrow. You have held on to the spot so long.
You were hyped
that, that waivers have already cleared. So you weren't able to drop that spot to pick up Malcolm Burrow. It went really good. So now you've held him through this first week and a half. And like you held that spot through everything leading up to the first game, where you could have been taking some of these other running backs. And so you've held him all this time. And so now you're finally going to drop him to pick up one of these three guys that you're not going to use. Like,
I mean,
wait to
guys
see
are
what
there
happens
for a reason too, right? Like that's
I
part
don't
of
believe
it.
Those guys are there for a reason. I think you're going to use each one of these guys as a flex.
Who?
Gage? You're not using Gage as a flex? The dude had
no I years. Like Gage, but if he's
with
sitting
Joe Burrow,
on waivers,
I mean, if he's sitting on waivers, your league is probably incompetent.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, don't you think, I don't know. I mean, your team have to be
this
pretty good.
So here's one.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, that's where
who would you rather have, Gage or Lazard?
Gage. Oh, Gage.
Yeah, Gage.
So
I think the problem is, I think to your point, he needs to make a choice on quarterback. If you're going to go with Minshew, go with Minshew, drop Burrow for someone that you can use somewhere else, right?
Yeah, I'm fine with
I'm fine with that.
I think Burrow outscores Minshew this season.
I doubt it.
I think he could. I think Burrow is extremely overhyped, especially
in
like he's been getting hyped up like crazy, and all the players around him are their ADPs are going up because of Burrow.
I don't like hype because I like value. So you hype a guy up, I'm probably going to be off of him.
Yeah.
All right.
This is what he does when he wants a walk.
He's like, dude.
All right. We'll try to wrap it up quick here. Bogby, Pigskin, 12-team, 2-quarterback. Trade away CMC and Hilton to get Big Ben, Thielen, and Eckler.
No.
No.
Never trade away CMC to get Eckler. That is
a You bad only trade away game. CMC when you're getting Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Jonathan Taylor.
Okay. Three no's.
And Jonathan Taylor. No, senor!
Love it when I can get in a si, senor, and a no, senor in the same show. That makes me happy. Supercharger had a question. Half-point flex. AJ Green, Marvin Jones. We talked about this. He also has Slayton. Do you guys like Slayton over Marvin Jones or AJ Green in a half-point flex this week?
I think Golden Tate.
No.
Probably not.
Okay, so stick with...
But then I don't know Galladay if that matters.
Back too.
But if Galladay's back, that's good, because that's going to draw coverage.
That's true. That's true. This is true.
So I'm not really concerned about either guy coming back, but I do like Slayton, but I don't know if I can take him over Marvin Jones, but Slayton is good.
I'm going to go Slayton, actually.
Slayton is good.
Go Slayton.
Okay. All right, well, I'm glad you added to the question, Supercharger. We kind of changed the answer. I like that. Mr. Frost, 89. 14-team, standard league, three wideouts, one flex. So who are we putting at flex? Here's who he has available. Jonathan Taylor, Ronald Jones, Alan Lazard, Preston Williams, and Mecole Hardman.
Could have stopped at JT.
That's
the answer.
Yeah, that was easy. Sometimes we got to give you guys a softball, you know what I mean? Let's hop back into the questions here. Let's blow through some of these. These all were from the main chat, and I kind of wanted to see if we get some new fans, new listeners. Thrice wants to know, Fuller, Paris Campbell, or CeeDee Lamb standard this week?
Fuller.
I go with Fuller.
Okay. Aiden Bubb, Evans, or Malcolm? Oh, I'm sorry. Aiden and Malcolm Brown for Kenyon Drake. You like the trade?
Aikens?
Sorry. Mike Evans and Malcolm Brown for Drake. Is the trade opportunity?
No,
I don't like it. It's
I don't hate it.
It's okay.
I'm just not that high on Drake. I mean, he's good, but
right. That's why I don't really like it, but I don't hate it either. I mean, I wouldn't do it though. If you're getting Drake, I think I'd rather have Evans and Malcolm Brown.
Yeah, I'd hold Evans, even though I don't like him particularly much.
Mark Wheezy, would you trade away Ronald Jones for Evan Ingram in a full PPR?
Yep.
Yes.
I would take the shot.
Oh, I mean, absolutely.
Jones is not going to be the starter.
Fournette's going to take over that backfield eventually.
Yeah.
He looked pretty good. Fournette's better.
I thought Fournette looked pretty damn good in his limited snaps. I was surprised. He looked damn good.
What do you mean surprised? Fournette's good.
No, I mean, like, surprised they used him that much, to be honest. Yeah, I was like, but I think Ingram, you know, he didn't look great, but, I mean, Danny Dimes was getting killed out there.
All right, we got, I love this. We got a trade developing. I love it when we have trades developing during the show. So Oswaldo, a.k.a. Danger Zone 21, wants to know, he's looking to get Michael Thomas. He's in talks with the owner right now. They're in the conference room. It's full of smoke. Okay. Phones are ringing.
Cigars.
Yeah.
Got that.
Pressure is high. Stressful. All right. Here's who he's got to offer. This is his team. Davante Adams, T.Y. Hilton, Gurley, DJ, Darren Waller, Josh Jacobs on his bench, Brady, Dobbins, Ruggs, Robinson from Jacksonville, Malcolm Brown, Nyheim Hines, and Debo Samuel. He wants to score Michael Thomas. Who do you like? Who are you selling to get Michael Thomas? What's a good offer? A starting offer.
I'd try for Debo and Gurley.
I would throw out T.Y. and Gurley.
Yeah, throw T.Y. in there too.
T.Y. Hilton and Gurley.
I don't want to play around with this because I feel like a lot of people are going to go after Malcolm.
You just want to throw him a solid offer that he can take or not?
I just want to throw him like a really serious offer. I'm probably going to overpay because none of these guys feel like I'm overpaying. Like, you're totally fine with giving up Gurley and whoever the fuck, right? Like, if you could get Michael Thomas when he's healthy after week four, you know, or you know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, are you serious? Like, overpay for him. So no one else, so when he sees the trade, he just hits accept.
Yeah.
So what, like, all those guys that you mentioned, you got a really good team. So, like, those are all, you got a bunch of pieces where I'd be frustrated dealing with that amount of depth because I don't want to figure out who I'm starting every week. I just don't want to. I want to have an automated team where I'm just like, this is the team I'm starting every week, no matter the matchup, because they're that studly. So Michael Thomas is, I'm not taking him out of my lineup once he's healthy. So if I got to pay Gurley and throw in Hines and throw in whoever else that makes it, then fine, I'm getting Michael Thomas. So do it. Overpay.
All right. There you go, Oswaldo. Let me check the chat. We're good there. A couple more of these, and we'll wrap it up here. Would you all sell Chris Carson high? This is Basavier573. Would you all sell Chris Carson higher? Do you think he can be an even bigger asset with his catching ability? I know we talked about him a little bit here. So what do you think?
Chris Carson's an RB1.
I think it depends if on you how can, high. But if I feel you can, like
ca- yeah, if you can cash in, like it. This isn't like he had a big game. You should sell him. Like right. He's going to have big games. He's going right. to have a good season. What you're seeing out of him is the production you're going to see from him on this team all season long. So if you can snag something big, you know, if you can hook a big old whale and bring him onto your team and let him flop around, you do that. But otherwise, you don't sell him short.
Would you trade Chris Carson for Michael Thomas?
I don't know if I would right now.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, it just depends.
I think what we're trying to say is you only trade up. You don't sell him for depth. You only trade up.
No. Someone else. I was just curious because Chris Carson. I feel like Chris Carson is super disrespected. So it's like even that question is like you're selling him for what his value now for what probably what me and Lucas. It's a grand tool. Like some people are not on Chris Carson, and so there's like, oh my god, I can't believe he had this game. It's like, dude, he's super talented. Like,
yes,
he's capable of these games.
He's a monster. He showed it all of last year. If he hadn't have gotten injured towards the end of last year, the dude would have been going in the middle of the second round, hands down, in every single draft. But no one knew what he was going to look like. And now he came out and balled out week one, looks fine. The hip doesn't look like there's any issue whatsoever. And so now he looks – if you were to have the draft start tomorrow and redraft everything, where's Chris Carson going?
Second round.
He's going in the second round. Where's Michael Thomas going right now?
Probably fourth.
Third round?
Fourth round, yeah.
Like, so, I mean, right there, that just tells you everything you need to know.
All right. Excellent. That's excellent.
Hold on to your butt.
Let's get some more energy in the show. Wilson27 is executing trades as we speak. I love this. All right. He just traded away Aaron Rodgers and James Robinson and got Mark Andrews. Thumbs up, thumbs down. What do you think?
It's an upgrade on a position. I like it. He's probably already had something else better than Rodgers, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I'm guessing too.
Better
yeah,
than, I like it. A tight end, sure.
Yeah. All right, good job, Wilson. Guys, we're going to do this for about 10 more minutes, so if you haven't had a chance to throw your question in the Mixler chat or the Facebook group, Sleepwire Fantasy Football Club, do so quickly. We got a couple more from the Facebook here. This is a cool name. I like this. Famed Tiger. I have Sanders, Chark, Edelman, Cup, and Crowder. I can have three starting, two wides, and a flex. Who should I start? He's also struggled to trust Edelman and Sanders. Crowder is on a shite team, and Kupp also had a bad game.
So Chark and Kupp are for sure starters for me.
Do it. Say Sanders. Say Sanders.
I'll give it to Sanders only because Crowder's playing the Niners.
I'm going to go Crowder, Chark, Sanders.
No, I'm good with Kupp.
You're sitting Kupp? The disrespect, the sheer disrespect.
They'll have to get Kupp going for sure. They'll have to get him going.
Yeah, I mean, they probably do. Yeah, I mean, the Kupp is a throw-in, but I definitely want to start Crowder, and I definitely want to start Sanders. So between Chark and Kupp, yeah, I could get jiggy with you guys.
Who thought you'd say that? The two highest drafted guys are the fringe guys.
Well, yeah, that makes sense when you talk it to
Back to the YouTube questions. Carson Roulette wants to know Melvin Gordon and Marvin Jones trade question. Melvin Gordon, Marvin Jones for Taylor and Landry. Do you think he would take it?
If he needs help at wide receiver, he might. With Landry being injured and not really sure what's going on.
I think he would.
It's a fair trade.
It really is. I think.
I'm iffy on it, but it's
right now because of Lindsey. I feel like that would make it. You know, Lindsey looks like he's going on IR. I think they said he was going on IR. Which is probably just 3 games, but still, Melvin Gordon looked pretty good. He made a lot of guys miss tackles. I think he was top 5 in the missed tackles.
And Lindsey's
breaking tackles, yeah. So
Lindsey's now dealing with the turf toe. So
right. So it's a good offer. I like it.
Throw it out there. BTFG Pod. Where'd it go?
I don't think that one's getting legs there, Georgie boy.
I'm willing to give it legs, George. I'm willing to.
It just doesn't roll off the tongue, though.
It's fun, though.
Aside from the fact that, you know, it's a one game sample size.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great matchup.
It's fun for one game. Next game, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
All right, Facebook question. Pick 2, PPR, Flex, Cohen, Hines, Landry, Judy, and Shepard. I need 2.
Hines and the Jude.
I like Hines and Judy.
Give me Hines and the Co.
Really?
Yeah, Hines and Cohen.
Okay.
All right, let's move on to
that's an accurate representation of how I felt.
Yes.
All right, let me get a couple more in here from the mail sack. Gallup, Slayton, trade question, half point. Gallup and Slayton for Lockett. Do you like it?
No. I think Gallup could very well outscore Lockett this year.
I think both are
pretty much like the same guy. Yeah. I feel like.
Yeah, so we like the Gallup Slayton side better. So do that.
For sure.
Who wins this trade? Michael Thomas for Kenny and Bell.
Galladay
and Lev Bell, I guess.
I don't mind that at all.
I mean, Lev Bell's kind of just a throwaway.
You're trading Galladay for Thomas at this point.
I would do that because you can use Galladay every single week.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I don't mind it.
And then Bell's probably going to come back after week 3. I mean, not after week 3, after week 4.
Okay. Another trade question from Unreal 85. Think he accepts Logan Thomas and Deontay Johnson for Noah Font full point?
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. Fant is damn good.
Yeah, and he's got a lot of hype, but then with Sutton coming back, I don't know.
If you can sell the hype on Johnson and that he needs a wide receiver, you can pull that off. You got to sell it, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely doable. It all depends on you put your seller's cap on.
That's right.
Go read Donald Trump's book, The Art of the Deal, and you will close. You will close every time.
ABC, baby.
Facebook Always user wants be. To know, should ABC, exactly. You can't close shit. You are shit. Hit the bricks pal and beat it.
Coffee's for
out.
Closers.
You know, I use that soundboard of his speech on the radio show every day. We got a guy
such
that calls
a great.
In.
So
love
great.
It. Love it. We need a closer. We need somebody to become the last caller of the show to close us out. So we'll work on that next week. I have a feeling Curtis is the opener usually, but I need a closer. You know, Jesus would be a good closer. Raiders fan. Raiders fan. Well, his team moved, so I don't know if he's a Raiders fan anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
He might be boycotting.
He could be. Yeah. Facebook wants to know, should we be worried about Mark Engram?
Mark Engram, yes.
That confused the heck out of me after one.
Dobbins about to take that job. I think he's still, you know, he's going to have his 900,000 yard season. Still going to be the number one rushing offense in the NFL this year.
He'll be fine.
I'm worried.
He's not going to be an RB one.
I'll be fine.
I'm not starting him anymore.
What? Because of one game?
Yeah, I just don't want that type of rotation. I'm good with that. I'm completely off of that. Give me a guy that's going to catch passes. Probably more.
He can catch passes. Don't
he
you
can,
say
but so can J.K. Dobbins, though. J.K. Dobbins is pretty good at doing that.
Dude, don't – come on. Don't.
I'm
don't
not disrespecting him.
How many years has Engram balled out?
Yeah, it's a different year, though. Dude's 30 years old, bro.
And Tom Brady's 47.
It's a different position, bro.
How many Heisman did J.K. Dobbins win? I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I hear you. I'll be closer if Chris shaves his beard. I don't understand that, Robert.
I don't either, but I put it up there. Oh, here's a good question. Big Tyne. All right, we got about 2 minutes left, guys. Big Tyne. Barkley for Drake and AJ Green, full PPR. That's a
no.
That's a panic sell right there.
Oh, nah, do not. I mean, I know Barkley and the Giants, like, they didn't look good. You know, probably worst team in that division. And, you know,
they ain't looking good, but Barkley is still really good.
He is. The Pittsburgh defensive line, they were just way too far in the backfield every time that Barkley touched the ball. He couldn't do anything.
Big time, man. Big time. That's a big no-no. Big time. Big time.
Dude, this is okay. Here we go. I want to get into this because we didn't really talk about Detroit's backfield. MC Jimenez wants to know, Sony Michel or Adrian Peterson currently has Kamara, Connor, Chris Thompson, and Lindsey, so he's hurting. Who should he pick up, Michel or Peterson?
Give me Peterson PP all day.
Yeah, I'm going to take Sony.
Yeah, I'm taking Sony too.
What?
Yeah, why not?
How Sony can fall in the end zone. How like dare the two of you disrespect it's my boy Adrian Peterson that way? Been disrespected up and down, and all he does, man, when that guy runs, he just, I swear my TV looks like it's slanted because every time he starts running, it looks like he's running downhill.
Look, I love AP. You know, he's a legend in our game, or in his game, obviously. But yeah, I mean, I just go with Sony. Sony's just the clearer choice for me, at least. I mean, he's for me, I hope Sony is a chip guy. I don't know if he's a chip guy, a guy that kind of just puts his, you know, chip on his shoulder. He's been dogged. People been just trashing him all offseason.
Forever.
That guy is over him. The guy still is a really, really great talent, and the team obviously believed in him. I think they'll continue to believe in him. Give me Sony. I think it's, yeah.
All right. Final question here. This one's got some dynasty value, so let's hit this one up. Facebook user, would you trade Tannehill, Cup, and a 2021 first for Dak this year?
That's a lot.
I would say in a super flex league, I would consider it, but
actually, yeah,
I'm not doing that in a super flex.
I don't think I could.
Well,
if
no,
you
think,
drop
think about
a
think.
First. I'd do it for sure.
I do.
I would try and do
There's
a
no way
second.
That's
Tannehill.
Look, Dak's and, a top. Doc, Dak's like the
man. I take Dak like 106 every super flex league. I take that guy like super high, super high.
What do you mean? Or a 106? You're saying like
yeah? We're talking dynasty.
I'm talking startup.
We're talking middle of the first round.
Right. Exactly. So.
So you think about Cup's still, like a fifth round?
So
pick?
Yeah, Tannehill,
he's a fourth, fifth round.
Tannehill's nothing. Cooper Kupp in a dynasty right now, like he's going down. His value's a lot higher in a redraft than it is in a dynasty. And then a 2020 first, I mean, obviously that's going to matter a lot. You know, if it's a top three pick, it's a lot different than a back end pick. But like, I think I'm doing.
I'm
this.
Holding. I would like it if you could get that first down to a second, because that first round is loaded.
Yeah, I mean, if you could,
and if that first falls in the top three, you are screwed.
I look at Kupp as a first round pick, so you're giving up two first round picks and a quarterback.
You look at Kupp as a first round.
Kupp? I think you better.
Yeah, I think you gotta. Yeah, you can't get less than a. Come on, man. That's
you better.
You're taking less than a first for. I need a first plus probably. I need a first and like a third probably. To start a conversation for with
but Kupp. Tannehill is the problem is Tannehill's one of those guys like
right.
You probably demand a first, but realistically a second is probably fair.
So
it's like a weird value gap in Superflex.
I just traded for Mahomes. I gave up, and this was a tight end premium league. So this might, you know, blow you guys some of mine. It was a big move.
Yeah.
It was a big move. It was I traded for the boy, Mahomie. I gave up Mark Andrews, two first round picks, a second, and Sam Darnold for
I like that a lot.
Pat Mahomes. I also got Robbie Anderson, and what else did I get in that, Lucas? I think I got something else in that.
I'd have to look and see. I gave up a lot more than that for Mahomes,
but just that itself, like that's what you're talking about. The two first round picks. and then the second, and then I had to include Mark Andrews. This is a tight end premium. So for me, Mark Andrews was like, I don't want to give up Mark Andrews. I really didn't, you know?
I think I had to give up like Justin Jefferson, Marquise Brown, Kenyon Drake.
It's a fair trade, I think.
And a first round next year
As we're talking it out, this is probably, you're probably competing. This is probably your late first.
Yeah, if Dak can put you over the edge, I think that's a slam dunk trade. It's just if you can drop that first down, I have no problem giving up Tannehill, Kupp in a second. If it takes a first to get it done and you're competing, do it, man. Like, those firsts aren't worth anything to you if you lose. So
Right. Trade
it. I trade most of my firsts away.
I mean, some people got Vaughn in the first round.
Exactly.
So we'll see how that works.
I think I got Dak in our Dynasty Superflex from you, Hoos.
You did. You gave me a first. I was loaded.
Two years ago. Yeah.
2 years ago. Yeah. You won that trade. You panned out, baby. You panned out. It did. It did work out for you very well.
All right. Hell of a mail sack, guys. Got a what's up, fellas, from Fantasy Football Show on, I guess that's from Twitter and Periscope.
My boy Smitty. What's up, Smitty?
What's up, Smitty? What's up?
All right. And that'll do. So I want to thank Lucas and Prophet Hoos for being on the show. They're part of the Sleepwire crew. Jordan, give everybody your info if they want to reach out to you with Dynasty questions.
Just hit me up on Twitter at ChaboyJRich.
Okay. That's easy enough. Yep. Do it now. Hold on, man.
I'm not going to let them let you go like that, man. You all over the place these days. Let the people really know where they can find you, man.
The thing is, I don't want to blow it about myself. You know, I don't want to talk like I'm bigger than I am. I'm a nobody, man. I'm just here talking football. I'm happy you guys have me on. Hit me up on Twitter. Find me on YouTube at Destination Devi. You know, you can join our Patreon, patreon.com/allgas. I also do a weekly show for Pat Mayo on the Mayo Media Network on
That's
YouTube.
Right, boy.
And then I do some stuff on for FTN a little bit, mostly just promo videos. You can check those out when you see those drop. Other than that, though, you know, just Twitter. Just hit me up on Twitter, man. Ask me any questions you want. I'm not my DMs aren't closed yet, but once I hit 3K, you know, I might have to start closing them off. I might get too many questions, you know, but for now they open. Just mention me, whatever you need. Hit me up.
All right. Yeah. And we had a ton of questions that we didn't get to, unfortunately, to just, you know, you run out of time. So we're going to try to figure out a little something else. I might throw a couple interns into the sleeper wire threads to answer questions next week, just text wise. But if you guys want to reach us outside of the show right now, we will be back on next Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Go to the Facebook page, groups, Sleepwire Fantasy Football Club on the Sleeper app. Join the Sleeper channel or sleeperwire.com. There's a form on there. If you want to email us a question, just fill out the form. Go straight to our email. We chew on it. We talk about it as a group, and we write you back. And also, another live show, I should always mention, a live show on Sunday. It's called the Sunday Blitz. It starts at about 11:30, and it is start-sit heavy. Gets you ready for your day of football. It's your same channel right here on the Facebook page and on the Mixer. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. Hoos and Lucas, if they want to reach you, hey, just find them on Twitter at Sleepwire Show, at Hoos the Prophet, and at Sleepwire LBB, right?
That's right.
All right, guys.
Give me jamming all the way.
All right, man. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. We'll catch you next week, Wednesday, same time, right here. Good luck, week two.
Is this how it feels to win?